Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, what's up, world? How y'all doing? Welcome to a new week on The Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I want to give a super awesome sauce shout out to my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz, bringing you another Sunday. Ready to get into a real topics, real discussions. Look out for the chop up later on in the show. Let's do it.
All right, let's give a shout out to the United States, especially California, the United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, Republic of Korea for being our top five, holding it down. Salute to Italy. I don't know what we say for those romantic folks in Italy tuning in. So.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Rome.
This has been a tough week, so bear with me. I am getting over being sick. They had some type of the weather changed here, of course, and then it was some type of sinus thing going around, and my youngest son got it, and I had to take it from him because he don't do good sick.
So oh, okay.
I took it from him. I had to kind of battle it out. I mean, I'm feeling better than I was feeling, actually. And then I'm going into this long month of working on my regular job, like 6 days a week for a while, to get this stuff here, get some projects knocked out. But, hey, you know what, it's life, and then we move it. So it's a lot.
All right.
My son, he's turning one on next Sunday. He'll be one. So
that's happy early birthday.
Really, wow. I'm
having a time of
life. Yes, man. I'm like, oh my God, he's like one already. Like,
yeah, man, it don't take long.
I just had him.
You really did.
I just had him. Now he's talking on the phone and, you know, running stuff, trying to get around. So I also, I planned my vacation. I finally got my vacation out of the way. And I was looking for a trip to Hawaii. And I posted and asked for some travel agents. And, you know, shout out to all of the people that got their businesses and trying to make it happen. You know, I'm real, real keen on supporting small businesses, you know, especially when you do right and, you know, everything comes together. So salute to everybody that has their small businesses. I took a trip to Cozumel. And somewhere else was going. Don't make me lie. Anyway, couple stops, 6 days, 5 night cruise.
That sounds nice. Sounds very nice.
My first cruise ever. So,
okay.
I'm gonna have the motion sickness, the ocean sickness patches and pills. So I don't know. I may do good out there on that water, and I may not. But you know, I just said, hey, might as well go in.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's coming up, and Hawaii is coming up after that next year, and just been focused on putting some stuff together, and you know, it's been amazing, man. I really can't complain. I thought of being under the weather. I've still been making some power moves. Oh, guys, check out Deranged Baby Mama. It is out on Amazon and Google Play. You can get Deranged Baby Mama. Deranged Baby Mama 2 will be out June 13th, so make sure you look for that one as well. Y'all read Deranged Baby Mama. Let me know how you feel about it. The title is catchy, and I promise you this season will have you on your feet, punching the air, crying, you know, smiling, in love. It's going to have you doing a lot of stuff, man, like this one. You know, my mind twists and turns, so.
It sounds like a movie right
you'll
there.
You'll see that in this book. Yeah, it sounds like a movie. So, you know, book the movie, y'all. Check me out, California. But Deranged Baby Mama is available on Amazon and Google Play. And I'm very proud of that project. I haven't really been posting the last couple of days. Like I said, I've been under the weather. But I'm back to it tomorrow. Get back on my A1. How was your week?
My week was it good? Was it great? I had, put it like this, I had more ups than downs, and that's always good. I had like 3 deals on the table and all closed. So, you know, I'm happy about that. So,
that's,
you know, yeah. Thank you for that. So, you know, just getting bigger and better slowly but surely. I'm looking to plan a little vacation too. I'm trying to figure out what me and my wife are trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So, just getting, you know, getting that together as well.
To jump on that cruise with us. I also did a cruise for my birthday. Flying out of Tampa.
Okay.
I did one for my birthday in January.
I've yet to do a cruise too. But the only cruise that kind of interests me, to be honest with you, you know, to each his own. But I like that. Like when I was in Acapulco, like a few years back, you know how like you go and you stay in one of these like resorts and they like try to, oh, they like, oh yeah, come through and you know, it's free breakfast. Meanwhile, they like try to sell you on something else, like a cruise or a timeshare, something like that.
Yeah.
So So long story short, I mean, the one cruise that sounded very interesting was this cruise from, I think it's from Seattle to Alaska. I don't want to do some shit like that, just something different, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
Yeah,
something hell. Like that, just something, yeah, something just off the grid, like some different type shit. I want to see some, you know what I mean, something crazy up there. But yeah, I mean, so, you know, my week was cool. My wife was in Cleveland. You know, she went back because her mother was celebrating her 65th, so she went back. You know, she planned a nice little party for that. So I just had some time to myself to just kind of relax and recoup and revamp and, you know, just get ready for, like I said, I'm a different person each season. So finally, I think I tweeted it today in the Real Adult Talk Twitter feed. Finally, you know, New York City summer is here. So today was like a really just nice sunny day. So, you know, it feels good that summer's finally here. So, you know, that's where I'm at. So my week was good. You know, I can't complain. I feel blessed.
Awesome. So I did mention you on Instagram. I want to get that gentleman on the show. I'm going to probably have to get him on the show. It's going to be a day that Smooth is not going to be on. But he's a very open-minded individual. He's so awesome.
Okay.
They travel, you know, the United States, and they do classes. You know, they do different type of sex education classes, babysitting classes, and so on and so forth. They're simply amazing. I actually love them. It's a couple, a husband and a wife.
Mm.
His wife is very, very, very awesome. You know what I'm saying? I met her. I was on the radio show. They do their thing, their duo, and I kind of wish she would have called in for the topic tonight. But, you know, just get at him and set up for a show. His brother, he's very open. You know, he talks about, you know, being, you know, penetrated by a man and so on and so forth.
Wait,
thing that I see.
Oh, shit.
That,
wait, hold on. What? Oh, man, you just, I like how you just, all right, look.
He talks about men being, you know, men
you just said
having
that real
strap on you for them.
Wow.
But, okay, so, like I seen a post on his page, and he said a butthole is universal. Like a butthole is not gender specific. You know what I'm saying? Men and women have them. So why make, you know, anal sex a gay thing? Like, we so quick to throw a title on somebody or something. And that's why the people that are, you know, in the closet and the people that are indulging, they don't want to come out because of the negativity and the scrutiny, you know? Like, I know a lot of people that are bisexual, but they will sit and talk to you and you would not even know it. You wouldn't even think it. It's not my duty to, you know, say, okay, this person isn't, but I think we should be more forthcoming and open, and that's a show that I'm really ready to look at. Very educational, I promise you. It'll be educational if nothing less. You're going to love it. I've never said you're going to love it. Not to say that he's just going to be on here talking about that, but he's going to cover a variety of topics. And I had already reached out to him about coming on the show and, you know, having those topics and having that discussion about a lot of different things that he talked about. So, very educated couple. I adore them to the core. And we'll have them on the show sometime in the month of June, whenever Mo Ben set that up. You got quiet, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what to say with that. Yeah,
he's going to talk about a lot of different things. Being in an open relationship, something like the topic that we have tonight. Can you allow your partner to be in a lifestyle or a swingers lifestyle and you're not, you know, all different types of things, you know, being in an open type of relationship, all of the things that we cover here on a daily basis will be covered that night in one episode. So it's going to be pretty cool to have an open-minded individual like myself, since I have two closed-minded individuals on here every week.
You know, I'm just feeling mannish. You know what I'm saying? Every time I hear, like, just some gay stuff or whatever, you know, I just got to – I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a defense mechanism or whatever. I'm not knocking it. But I'm just feeling real mannish these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more and more I see all this come out, and the more and more it just permeates in our society, the more and more I feel to just step up and just be – mannish, because I'm sick of you know, dudes feeling like they perverts, you know what I'm saying, for like getting at females and stuff like that. And it's just like this whole, and it came out with the Obama administration, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Obama. We talked about this before, but he, you know, gay marriage and everything came under him. I think it was something like Arthur, like, had that cartoon Arthur. They just had some like gay type marriage and like the cartoon for kids. So I just, you know what, really, I mean, look, I ain't trying to be like a old school, like, closed minded individual. I just can't rock with that. You know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, like, if you get him on a show and he wanna talk about it, then it's cool. I ain't gonna knock it. But I can't, that's just something I can't rock with as far as like putting it out there. I'm like, I don't feel like that, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool, like, he could be on the show and he could voice his opinion, but I can't really co-sign that.
Is about openness, so no, you're going to be amazed at the education that you bring. But here's the thing. The thing is that this has always been here. You know what I'm saying? People are more open. Now, I'm not with, you know, for me, I don't like, you know, grown men going to try to portray themselves as women with all of the things that we have to go through as women. But if that's something that whatever you like, whatever floats your boat, I'm with it. You know, I'm not going to say I don't like a person that's trans or I don't like a person that's gay. I like everybody, and I actually want to start educating. So this show is, you know, full-fledged educational. It's not always about the things that we agree with. It's sometimes about the things that we disagree with. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
we still
so
have to educate others because it goes beyond us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's
yeah.
a wonderful thing. So it's beautiful. And I definitely, you know, I'll set it up because I definitely want his education. You know, he talks about, you know, being clean. You know, they used to go live, make them tune into their lives,
yeah.
so on and so forth.
You know, that's how I kind of feel about that. So, like, if that's something you would like to bring to the table, by all means, set that up. But I can't really be reaching out and supporting that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we.
It's an awesome experience. But,
you
know, like you said, a lot changed with the Obama administration. And, you know, when you see, you know, all of these people that supported having a black president, and, you know, they went crazy, they made songs, you know, this is my president, da 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 da. You have to understand that no matter how much power and position that we have, in order for them to put an African-American in a certain position, they have control over him. Obama and Trump are completely different people.
Facts.
But his base was the LGBT community,
yeah.
And that's who he worked for. His base wasn't the African-American people. So you see the momentum, you know, kind of drop a little bit. Like, you know, yeah, it was, you know, my president is black. You know, now it's like, I think my president is bi. Because he went for, you know, he went for turmoil. You know, you went for turmoil.
I voted for him both times. But, yeah, that's all facts. Everything you're saying.
You went for turmoil. I didn't. I did the first time. I did not the second time. No way.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you vote the second time or? All right. Well, look, that's your personal business. I ain't gonna put that
right
out there unless you feel like putting it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, you know, I'm still a goddess, and I still, you know, I don't really care too much for, you know, others' judgmental opinions. When you look at me with facts, then we can have that discussion. But Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, honestly, yeah, I'll leave that alone. So,
no doubt. Real talk.
Yeah, let me leave that alone. Let me stop while I'm here. I was going to say something that was going to ruffle some feathers. But, you know, people try to play with your bag when you honest. You know, this isn't a world or generation where you can be honest to yourself. They want you to be a follower, and I'm not a follower. So some things
yeah,
I just
not.
Keep to
I
myself
about
and
you
observe.
Too.
You know, I can't follow the birds. They gonna all have you down the rainbow. But can you allow your partner to be in the swingers lifestyle if you are not? So for the people that don't understand what the swingers lifestyle is, swingers lifestyle, it's basically you can be a single male or a single female, which is a unicorn, or you can be a couple. And basically, it's not just about sex. You can, you know, some people, they find another like-minded couple. If you're a couple, if you're married, they find a couple of like-minded couples. They take trips. They go on outings. They go out to eat. You know, they just have fun, go to each other's house. And then in the night, whatever goes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have rules within your couple. You know, basically, you have some men that it's like, hey, you know, they want to see their wife have fun. They want to see their wife open up. You have some men that says, no, my wife can't touch another guy. She can touch another girl. You have men that open up. You have men that, you know, just sit back and watch. So it's a lifestyle that is taboo in the smaller places. But when you actually look deep in all of the metropolitan cities, the swinger lifestyle has invaded New York, Orlando, Tampa, Miami, Texas, you know, like, no, California, Atlanta, you know, and everywhere in between. So it's not as taboo as you think it is. And I say that to say you have two different type of women. You have the type of woman that is going to ask questions and she's going to micromanage you, what you're doing, who you're doing it with, da-da-da. The men that are micromanaged are the biggest cheaters. And I don't think women understand that. Because he know you're going to micromanage him and because you're taking that away from him saying, this is what I don't want you to do, that's what they're going to do. Think about when you were a child. You did the same thing, but in an adult frame. So he knows that you know his schedule, and he's going to find ways to get it in. He's going to go on his lunch break. He's going to go to work a little early. He's going to find ways to do what he got to do. Ladies, I'm just not the type to micromanage anybody. It's certain things that I will lay out, no matter who I'm with, be honest with me. It's not about being crazy or looking crazy, but be honest with, you know, have action mate, be honest with me. So you know what you're dealing with, so you know how to play it. I give that disclosure to everybody. And when you're not honest with me, I back away. Now, I may not back away immediately, but when I'm gone, I'm gone. I have this really, really, really precise cutoff that people may feel like, oh, she gonna always come back, you know? I thought and came back like two times. And then it's like, you know, the ADHD in my brain kicks in. And I'll be like, well, yeah, I'm sick of doing this. And so you never hear from me again. And then they're like, wait, how did you just cut me off like that? But honesty is very important. And so when you know what's going on, you don't know if you got good sex, especially most women, not most, but a lot of women try to play like they don't give good oral. And they play this game like they don't know how to do it because they feel like, oh, you know, he's going to wife me because he's not going to think I'm a freak and this, this, that, and the other. And if that's the game you're playing, cool, but you got to understand that he's going to go out and get somebody to do it, okay? Now, if he's not a head person, he's not an oral person, and he like good sex, but he like wild sex, what you think he's going to do if you ain't giving him the wild sex? What you think he's going to do if you ain't got the energy every time he want to turn you up and down, put you in a split, stand you on your head, do push-ups, jumping jacks, bend over from the back,
yeah.
You know, put your head between your legs. What, when you can't do all that all the time, he's going to go find somebody that can. So this show is about enlightenment, you know, as well as the topic. But you can say, I'm not tolerating it. But just because you say you're not tolerating doesn't mean that you aren't tolerating it. He's doing what he's doing, but he's doing it behind your back. So I really always wanted to know the logic of, long as he don't get caught and you private eye detectives and you watching everything that he's doing, you know, and you're not catching him doing nothing, but you're arguing. You're becoming a bitter black woman. You're arguing. He know better. He know what to do. And then you turn around and say, I don't know why our brother's always going to get white women. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Like that. You have to control yourself, because there's no way in the world that you can control anybody else, right?
Yeah, so, no, I agree. That's some real shit right there. I like that.
Ain't no point. Ain't no point in stressing a man about what he's doing, how he's doing it, and when he's doing it. If he loves you, he's going to respect you to the core. And that means that he's going to do everything that he can to make sure you don't find out. But if you love him, you're not going to be snooping around. You're not going to be doing the most. You know, you're not going to, you know, they're going to tell you, you're asking for a lie. So is you cheating on me?
No, right.
Yeah, but I've been cheating on you the whole time. And she lives 5 minutes away. I go to work 5 minutes. You know, I'm like, come on, ladies.
You're asking for a lie. In that instance, it's like you can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Unless he was honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what I was going to say about that, you know, you keep it 100, which this is hashtag, you know, I'm happily married man. This is like a lot of stuff before I really got to where I am now. But what I'm trying to say is this, you know, your side piece, you keeping it 100 with that side piece. You letting them know, letting her know the deal. Like, this is what's up. This is that. But a lot of times with your main, you know what I'm saying? They can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you oftentimes you do got to cop that plea. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, once you reach a level, and like maybe that's how we're talking about with the swingers episode, when you get that level of understanding and y'all just both like-minded individuals. And especially if you're married and it's to death do you part, you know what I'm saying, and y'all really abide by that, then, you know, you want to make some concessions in your relationship to make it spark, to keep it spark, to keep each other happy, to keep each other intrigued, to keep each other turned on. And that's maybe when you know, maybe think about adapting a swinger lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So
even when married, a lot of married couples are in the lifestyle.
That's what I said. That's my point I said. You know what I'm saying? That's
forever is a long time.
Saying. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I said. So it's concessions that you start to make, you know what I'm saying, and to keep it. And I think if more people maybe broach this subject and this idea with an open mind, like you were saying before in the beginning of the show, there probably would be less divorces, you know what I'm saying, because now we like on the same page. We can like come to an understanding and, all right, let's see how we can make this work and both be happy, you know?
Right. So, listen, let me tell you something. If you ever paid attention to a happy couple that get down, they keep people out of their business, Jade and Will. They'll say, no, you're not swingers. Yeah, okay. Gabrielle and your boy, D-Way.
Yeah.
No, you know, and then he had a baby. And they all, you know, leave him. And they kept the people out of their business, and they still made their marriage work. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to your homegirl. Don't listen to your mama. Your mama ain't still married to your daddy right now. Don't listen to her. And if she is still married to your daddy right now, listen to half of it. Because they don't make the same type of men that they made when they made your daddy. So understand you're dealing with a whole new generation. So what I'm saying is, like, you have to understand your situation. Your situation is molded just for you. You never know why that person like you, why that person with you, why that person dealing with you. But if they are dealing with you, look for things positive instead of negative. Don't be another bitter black woman. I know there's a whole mass of women that says, I ain't stupid, you ain't going to do this, but he's still cheating on you, sis. There's no way that you can say my man ain't cheating and he'll never cheat on me. You can't say that. You sound dumb. You sound real dumb. Trust me. The people, when I was in the limelight, when I tell you 90% of the people that was in my inbox that was falling out when I seen them in the streets was doing all this shit, had a wedding band on their finger. 90% had a wedding band. I was so shocked that I started studying it. And I started asking questions, and then that's how I understood. You got a nagging wife at home. She can't do what you want her to do. I love her, though. You know what I'm saying? There's different reasons. So if you do decide, this is for the women that said, you know what, I don't want to sleep with nobody else but my husband. But maybe you ain't cutting it for your husband. Maybe you don't know how to throw it back in a circle. Maybe your she dry. You know, maybe your coochie got the cotton mouth. You know, maybe, you can't take him in his size. Maybe you're not into it because he's not the right size for you, but you love him. You know, it's a lot of maybes that can go along with it. So would you let him go do what he do and you just not do nothing?
You know what? And I like that. I like that. That scenario. That last scenario. You know what I'm saying? That works for me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it takes some convincing, you know what I'm saying, and to know, because, you know, I guess you open it in Pandora's box, and they always scared that maybe you're going to like it a little too much, and, you know, your marriage will fall apart, you know. But I think if y'all are solid, then it can work, you know what I'm saying, and it's
right, because you're going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to cheat whether the marriage is together or apart. It's a difference from knowing it. So if you're doing the things that you're supposed to do and somebody come along and can take him from you, then he wasn't supposed to be with you. Because if he's on his grown man, he ain't leaving. If you are an actual swinger, let me tell you something. If you're an actual swinger, you're not leaving your home for nobody in the lifestyle. You're not gonna
why would you?
Because most men have somebody outside of the lifestyle, okay? And they play in the lifestyle. And then I hear women say, I don't know why he got somebody at home and he over here at every party doing this and doing that. And the answer is very clear. He wants something that nobody can touch at home. And he want to come out here and have fun. And his wife okay with that. You got to understand that. So understand your role.
That's it.
Understand your role.
Speaking my language.
If you can't understand how special you are to him, no matter if you're okay with it or not, if you dull in the bedroom, he got a freak on the sideline, whether you know it or not. So why not have that open transparency with your mate? Why not be best friends? For me, honestly, for me, because I actually, like, people don't understand, once I catch them in lies, I'm never vibing with you the same. Like, only you can change the way that I deal with you. That's it. Nobody else. So when I'm all in and then I'm doing the most and I'm just like I'm just showing up, the first thing you do to turn that out and you don't correct it immediately, I'll probably never get back to being that person that I once was. But I'll keep trying to work on it. And for most men, when you say, okay, well, she going to stay here, they get worse and worse and worse. And for me, that's my side of the thing. It's time to go. I'm a quadruple Aquarius. My sun, moon, rising, and something else is in Aquarius. Like, I'm an Aquarius, okay? Beyond anything else, my willpower, I'm strong, I'm weak, I'm all of that in one, you know what I'm saying? But the most craziest thing is I have a big emotional disconnect. So in my head, if I say an emotional disconnect, like, you know, for me being in the game, like, okay, for me growing up and not feeling like I was loved properly, to going in the streets doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, in L.A. and so on and so forth, my emotions had to be disconnected from what I was doing. So in my mind, I would say, yeah, this ain't nothing here. This is just work. And no emotions will rise, right? I learned how to turn them off and turn them on. Oh, I like him. Right. But the thing is that it was so far and few that I said I like somebody that when I like them hard, you know? I didn't have a lot of relationships. Just about, almost every relationship I had came, a child came out of it. But I haven't had a lot of relationships because I was always getting to the money. And I didn't want a relationship. We discussed that last week. So,
yeah,
you know, me, my
too.
Emotions, like, if I like you, then you show me some other shit, like, that shit just start fading away. And so I may come back twice. I may come back three times. I may come back four times. But guess what? Every time I come back, you lose more of me. To the point where, you know, I can be connected to you and I'll never turn back around and look at you ever again. I'm not weak-minded. You know, I can see the signs, and if I see the signs, then deuces. I'm not going to do all of that. I'm never going to be that chick, like, to press an issue. And especially if it's not a permanent factor in my life. You know, we ain't got no kid together. We you know, like, we ain't got no, you know, business ties. Like, I'm not going to go back and forth with nobody. That is not going to happen. So, with me being emotionally disconnected, and he tells me, babe, I think I want to go to the Swingers Club. Excuse me. I want to go to the Swingers Club. Oh, okay. Now, me, I'm a full-time mother. I work. I hustle, you know, on the side. Like, I do a lot of stuff, you know. So sometimes, you know, I'm not ready to put up my, you know, Olympic gold medal performance. You know what I'm saying?
You got so much
sometimes
stuff going on,
sometimes it's just
right?
Like, you know, you get in the band and you just, like, just back it on up to them and be like, just get it, you know. And then you be knocked out. Like, soon as it done, like, your head can't even hit the pillow, you snoring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so I don't want to cheat my man. So if you saying this is what I'm doing, you being honest, I would take that you're going to continue to be forthcoming and honest with me. But in return, you can't be closed-minded with me. So you can't be on some, yeah, I want to go out here and sleep with women, but being at the same token, be like, you can't sleep with nobody. You can't do that with me. Because I'm going to be the one that's going to say, well, you ain't going to sleep with nobody if I
but
can't
you know
sleep
what?
With nobody.
You know what I'm starting to notice, and it's ill. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to notice this trend. For what you just said, it's like a little cheat code, so to speak, for I guess in a guy's mind, right? And here's a cheat code to that, what you just said. Because, you know, I guess sometimes you say I'm a closed-minded individual. And maybe in certain instances I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to own it. But, all right, so like what you just said, so if I'm like, you know, just a scenario, if this was the case with me and my wife, I'm like, you know what, we're going to try the swingers lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? She said, all right, she's going to let me do my thing. Me, I, you know, being that you said, like, I am, I guess, closed mind on certain things, I don't really want my wife to be in it, but I want her to let me be in it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want my cake and eat it too, I guess.
Right.
But the cheat code that I'm noticing, like the guys, and I'm just seeing this in more scenarios. Like I said, I was talking to my homeboy about it. You know, my homeboy who, you know, I've been telling his story a little bit. But I, you know, we can swing. I mean, I can swing, but you can swing, but just not with dudes, with females. You see what I'm saying? Like, it seems like I'm that's starting to be, like, the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like, if you want to rock with certain females, you know what I'm saying, then you can do it. Like, so we both kind of do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm noticing that's a trend. Like, a lot of guys that's in that swinger lifestyle that's really loyal to their wife and they really, you know, because it, like I said, it's something about somebody just pounding out your wife. I mean, certain people maybe can be turned on about it. I'm turned off about it. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I don't want nobody doing that because that's just too much control that I'm giving this other man to my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm a guy, like, I like to, like I said, like, look, we keep it honest on this show. I like to fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, and that, when you really into that, you controlling. I like that control, and I like a woman is submissive. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down, I want her to be aggressive, but she know. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, I don't want to get at to some other guy, but if my wife doesn't show no interest in women, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just, I don't see it, and maybe it could come up later, but so far, no. But I'm noticing just in different conversations I've had with different guys that I notice into that, or just in certain, I don't know, TV shows, certain reality shows, I notice that's the trend. You know what I'm saying? So what you think about that? You know, if a guy was just like, if you was married and he was just like, you know what, this is stipulation, like, you know, I appreciate you letting me do my thing. You can do your thing, but it's
like,
just,
he thought that I was going to be okay with that. Like, we talked about it all the time. He's like, well, I can do my thing, but you can't sleep with no other man. Like, okay, just because you raise your voice don't mean that, you know, I'm going to take it anymore. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to be out here having all the fun. Like, okay, granted, here's the catch 22 to this. This particular ex that I was talking to, he was extremely sexually satisfied. So you really didn't have to go sleep with another man because he was going to cause damage. For me, I don't like women like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's me and my dude there and, you know, we jump it off, then cool. But just me by myself, like, I haven't had that experience. Just me.
Oh, what, just a female? You
and
just
another,
had one female?
You know, yeah.
Woman. Okay.
I
that's
have,
interesting.
It's always been old jump off. You know, me and my
folks.
And it is what it is. So it's not fair to me because I'm not. But I still want
that.
The opportunity on the table. You know what I'm saying? If something was to happen, or
negotiation.
If you know, we ain't doing it right now, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I want the option on the table. I don't want you to take it off the table. Not to say that I'll ever use it, but just don't take it off the table if I'm allowing you to live your best life.
So you said you want the option of you being able to be with other females and guys. That's what you're trying to say.
Like, but only time I'll be with a female is if I'm with him anyway. So that's
so
what
you do want
him,
the other opportunity. So so for you, you definitely want to have that opportunity to be with other guys if you was in a swinger relationship. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of that, if you want to rock with that, you got to have the same stipulations. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay, yeah, you're not gonna play with me. I'm not. What I'm not gonna do is sugarcoat it. You got some women that be out here talking about this, and I know them personally. You know, they husband think they be just the God gives to society, man. Know they schedule everything, man. It's where they don't mess around, and they be doing what they doing. You got some men that don't mess around, and they won't be messing around. You know what I'm saying? So
that definitely happens, man.
You got those kind of situations that come along with that. I'm just not to say that I'm going to do it, especially if they super satisfied. Not to say that I'm going to do it, but just to say that you can't take that option off the table. Now when you out there slanging this thing in a circle, you ain't going to just take that, you know, off the table for me. I can't do it. Mm-mm. No can do. But now if I was not in the lifestyle, period. If I was just like, I don't want to be a part of that. You go have fun. You live your life. I would have to know that this individual is a clean individual, and this individual did their thing. But honestly, I think I would be okay with it.
Mm. Oh, to have a swing, you saying you would?
You coming home to me?
Yeah.
I'm not in the lifestyle. I'm not going to the clubs and the parties. You know what I'm saying? You build your bond with somebody to go to the parties with and do whatever you do. I'm doing my thing, you know, as a mother and XYZ. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, guys, man, every so often, we just, We just need some strange, man. When I say strange, you just need something else. But you're not trying to leave that, you know, leave your wife or your situation or your family for that other thing. It's just a
some men don't know no better,
kind of,
and they will.
But some dudes do get caught
know.
Up. Yeah, some dudes get caught up. I ain't gonna lie. I can't speak on just say it doesn't happen, but I know a lot of scenarios. It's just like, you know, they're good dudes, man. They don't want to lose they, especially you got a family and stuff like that. You want to lose over like no one, but you just want to have something different every so often, man. Especially like, you know, it's like the art of seduction. You know what I'm saying? Like every so often, especially when you grind and you get into the money. You know what I'm saying? You doing what you need to do to be successful in whatever career you have, and you focused. You know what I'm saying? Then you're raising your family. You know, you got your kids. You got that. You know, it's a lot of stuff maintaining that. You know what I'm saying? And you just need that release every so often. You know what I'm saying? Just to get away. It's like a vacation. You know what I'm saying? Just how you just said and how I was just saying, you know, everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Everything you're doing your books and everything with the show and, you know, things of that nature, all your entrepreneurial endeavors. Me, you know, I'm doing my real estate. I'm doing my interior decorating and working on the show. You know, just maintaining. But every so often, you just need that vacation from the whole monotony to just get that release. Same situation.
Or, you know, gosh. One thing, since you're touching on that, you know, ladies, think about, and gentlemen too, we're not going to just go one way. Think about giving your mate passes, hall passes. You know,
yeah,
you got people that give out hall passes where you may not be in a swingers lifestyle. You may not want to flip flop. But. You
that
both have
pass.
Hall passes to use, you know what I'm saying? And you can make it real
concept.
Fun and open to where whenever he uses a hall pass, he got to turn it into you. So whenever he leave the house for that day and he come back, you know, that night, you know, you got a time that he got to be back in the house. You don't ask him no questions about what he did.
Yeah.
Nothing comes up. Of course, you know, exclusions apply. You can't get nobody pregnant, you know, yada, 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 yada.
Of course.
But
yeah.
Men are men,
yeah.
So you kind of got to be open to whatever come with it because it's not like they're going to listen and do the right thing. But, I mean, give your man hall passes. The whole point is make sure your relationship is fun.
Yeah.
Me, because
totally
I bring so much to the table, I'm like in a trial period for the first 6 months. If it make it past that 6 months, man, we Gucci. Like, you know, then I really turn up. So the simple things that you see me do in the beginning and you think that it's amazing, like, you ain't seen nothing. Get past 6 months and see how amazing I am. You know, get past 6 months, not the break up to make up every 2 seconds and, you know, all that good stuff. Be a real man. Be a king. Get past them 6 months and see how the turn up come. You know, we grown folks. I don't want a man that I have to treat like a kid. I don't want to have to talk to you, talk down on you, or talk at you. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the deranged person. I don't want to
deranged
be the bitter
baby
black
mama,
woman.
You know?
Yeah, I don't want to be any of that. You know, I want to be happy in my own right, and I'm close to it. And I'm happy with myself, but I mean happy within my relationship. Even though I'm single. Let me make sure. I'm single.
You're ready to mingle.
There's a dollar bill. But, you know, when it comes to that, you know, I don't want to be questioning and I don't want to have to do all that. You know damn well, don't come in no house at no 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That shit will get you put out.
Yeah.
Hands down. I don't play that.
Yeah.
That's what got my baby daddy put out. Find somebody to play with. I gave you one pass, but you said everybody did the shit 3 days later. All right. Wherever you was at, go back to where you was at. That's what we don't
want. Yeah, man, it's real.
I mean, respect.
Man.
Yeah, you got to have respect in whatever you're doing. So we don't play that. I don't care how much you love me. I don't care what it is. I'll never disrespect you. You're never going to disrespect me. That's how that is. And when you find that common ground with somebody that really want to build. See, men are spoiled, so they won't. The reward without the work. You know, they want to reap the benefits of all of the stuff without the work because they feel like they look good or they sex good. Yeah, those things don't really bother me because, you know, I don't too much have no ugly dudes and you know, I done had enough penis in my life to where, you know, my dignitized meter is off. It's broken, you know? So I don't think that, you know, I've learned my control over that. You know, if you sit down and you think about it all day, guess what? You're going to be consumed about this person's sex and you're going to be through the roof. Oh, my God, I love this. I love that. You know, it's mind over matter. Always understand that. Your mind has to be stronger than your heart. And as long as you can accomplish that, you become a bad mamma jamma. You sitting back talking about, listen, if a man come in talking to you about somebody else, then odds are he lying. Because real men don't pillow talk about the next situation. You know, just pay attention to the type of person that you're dealing with. And you'll know what you got going on. So if you can trust this individual and say, okay, they let's have an open relationship, or they let's have hall passes, I think that that will help you not be the bitter black woman. Or white woman, or Puerto Rican woman.
Or whatever.
It's
not a,
let me stop saying
it's
that. I say bitter black woman because I'm black. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm
related, but just.
Yeah, because we got a universal show. Like I said earlier, we got everybody listening. You know what I'm saying? So we not, you know, discriminating against nobody. Everybody's welcome on Real Talk. But yeah, man. Yeah, I totally agree with this. You know, like, you know, swing your lifestyle, the hall pass. You know, you got to do things to
jazz up. But can you do it? So
can I do it?
Vice versa. I already know. Your answer, what your answer would be with you. But we're not talking about you. We said your partner.
A partner.
Yeah, would you let your partner be in the swinger lifestyle? Not just with women.
No. No, not my current partner, no. But, no, not that. But, you know, like I said, I don't want to. Not like I'm totally against it. I'm just not with it with my current partner, my current wife. You know, and I don't anticipate us getting divorced anytime soon or nothing like that. But I have had other relationships or, you know, female partners and stuff like that.
You know,
hell yeah, like
I came to the conclusion that you're not selfish. That you're not closed-minded. Lady done put that thing on you, and you don't want nobody else to have it, touch it, smell it, or see it. And that's why she can't even play with the toys. Nope, you can't even bring food in here. I don't want nothing else touching your butt.
She can play with the toys, just not with me. She can play with the toys by herself. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not with me. I don't, you know, satisfied. You know, if he does satisfy you when you get that urge, so be it. But just not with us. But yeah, but you know, I mean, your overall premise is correct. Yes, I do. You know, I do love my wife, and you know, I like the fact that she's for me. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the parts why I'm married to her. You know, that's one of the things that turn me on about it. It's all types of different things about different people that turn you on. I guess like attracted to and certain things of that nature. So the things that turns me on about my wife is that, you know, like I said, I feel like she's for me, even though we don't always see eye to eye on certain things, like that's certain things that I do. But like you said, I'm really not selfish. It all depends on the relationship, you know what I'm saying? And how we kind of start our relationship. Like now, granted, a relationship can always evolve and that person can change. You know what I'm saying? And then if it evolves into something else, then okay, yes. But if I kind of like met you on certain terms, then like that's the terms I'm kind of with. So, you know, so like, I guess I would definitely be open-minded to something like that, especially if I knew I was now, say for instance, I'm just saying, just a scenario, if I wasn't married or me and my wife didn't work out and I moved on and I got with another female woman and, you know, we kicking it. Now, I know she gonna have bodies, you know what I'm saying? Like, more than likely she gonna have different relationships that she been in and stuff like that. So now, my whole mentality's changing. I'm like, yeah, she done been with different dudes anyway. So, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, my mentality is like, why not? Yeah, all right, yeah, you do you. You know, especially if we get into each other, because now she might be bringing something else to the table. Like, we might just be, like, fantastic. We might be married, but we might just be fantastic business partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the money is just flowing. We just, you know what I'm saying? We just connected like that. We know how to get money together. So, of course, if that's the case and that's the main thing, then, and she had different partners and she would want to swing, then I would definitely be with her. Or it could be a situation like I got with this female and maybe we didn't had a couple kids and we raising a family and she's just a supreme mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to worry about nothing. She, like, holds it down to the fullest on the home front, but she liked to swing. And plus, you know, when I met her, she, you know, like I said, it wasn't like she was just with me. You know what I'm saying? She then had certain other relationships, then of course I would be down with that. So, you know, I'm really not against this whole swinger thing, and I'm not against, you know, I'm not selfish to the part where I wouldn't want that other individual to be, you know, to be able to be with other people. Like, yeah, if that was the case. But, you know, it would have to be something else that she bring to the table that will warn me to trade that off, is what I'm trying to say. If that makes sense.
Well, you got your time to shine. What's your trip to New? What's your to New? All
right, so yeah, this is the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, once again, this is the part of the show where I like to chop it up on different topics. Me and Miss Lovely Black, we're just going to run it down, certain things that I thought was interesting during the week. And I really want to throw some stuff at Miss Lovely Black. Really want to have some dialogue because of certain things that maybe I just caught like a little portion of, but I don't really know too much about it myself. And I just want to see if you maybe know a little bit more about it and maybe you can shed some light. So first and foremost, one thing that I thought was interesting was this whole abortion thing that came out in Alabama and Georgia. So like I said, I'm just on the outside looking in. I kind of like read up on it a little bit, but I don't really know too much about it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you've been seeing it in the news and stuff like that or on social media or whatever. But what really caught my eye is Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Because I got ties to Georgia. I know you got ties to Georgia. But, you know, so supposedly, I think this is correct, that they both just passed a bill or something like that that's going to become a law, or if it's not a law already, where unless, what is it, like, you know, like a rape victim or
no,
something
Georgia
like that.
No, Georgia is not as strict as Alabama.
Okay.
Alabama did almost like a full ban. I think they were just the closest to a full ban that you can get. But you got to think these are conservative white men that feel like they can stay and do whatever it is that their wife or women have to say and do whatever they want. On top of that, you got to look at the bigger picture. Children of incest, they're going to be born with issues. That's more money into the medical field for them. So they're looking at it from a I have power standpoint and a financial standpoint, you know. They don't really care. But when you really sit down and do your math and your statistics, and I haven't looked at the statistics in a while. When I was in school for health, it was very shocking to me that white women actually got more abortions than black women. We are like, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, when it comes to, like, telling us, like, okay, yeah, you can't get an abortion here or there. I, for one, honestly, you know, at a certain stage in my life, I learned to be against anything of that nature. So it doesn't really bother me because I'm not for that. But you got to look at who you're dealing with and the type of people that you are dealing with. I feel like, you know, women should have their own choice. You know, it's all about, you know, money. It's a bigger purpose behind this. And every state that passes a ban on abortion, they actually get federal funding because the government has to sink in so much money to Planned Parenthood. So they're saying,
yes,
okay, help us cut back on what we have to pay into Planned Parenthood, and we'll shoot you an incentive. So, you know, of course, each state may have a different incentive. They did pass it in Georgia, but it's any abortion after 6 weeks.
If it's after six weeks, then you can't do it. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, that kind of
Alabama
makes 6 weeks,
did
you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah,
But the thing about that is that some women don't know until they're 2 months or so. They don't pay attention to their bodies, I want to say. I can't really say they're not in tune with their body, but when you become one with your body, your mind, and your soul, and become one with spirit, you, like, 3 weeks into me being pregnant, my body shows me, hey, something's wrong here. You know,
something's,
I'm not going
to
catch it. Something different. 3 weeks, you know, hey, something's different here, buddy. And I always, you know, the ones that I have now have always been super early catches. So, you know, if you're not in tune with yourself and you're not paying attention to the changes on your body, in your body, and the way that you feel, some people weren't taught those things, so you can't really blame them. I just feel like it's a bunch of BS, but it's all money motivated. They don't care about you having handicapped children because, you know, hey, more money in the medical industry. You got to think about how much money the medical industry is losing the more people become awoken and they are starting to eat right and starting to do right and starting to, you know, not eat milk, not drink plus milk. And, you know, they're trying to go for the organic chicken and, you know, and looking up and researching who has real organic chicken and who has, you know, BS chicken and so on and so forth. So,
I just, in those two states, you know, because a lot of times it's a maturity issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, I just hope with sex education
I think they're like the, oh man, is it the 10th or 12th or something?
Okay,
yeah,
so
a couple
those are
of them
the latest ones. Okay. So, you know, sex education really has to be prominent. You know what I'm saying? I just can't think back when I was like, you know, 17, 18, 19, and I started just getting sexually active, man. I ain't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I knew what I was doing sexually, but I didn't know, you know, you think you can just pull out and all this other. It's just so much stuff you have to learn, and you have to learn truly through experience. So, you know, I'm like on a fence, man. Like, you know, I do think it should be a woman's right to choose. I think I lean towards that because it's still the woman's body at the end of the day. And then I always, you know, maybe I'm thinking the worst on this, and I should always try to be positive, but I got to be honest. I just think, you know, it can lead to, like, underground abortion clinics, you know, where people just taking things into their own hands and, you know, just, you know, underground, you know, like, so I hope that doesn't happen and that becomes a big time epidemic, you know what I'm saying? Because we wouldn't see that until years from now, you know what I'm saying? And where it would start to, like, really, you know, I guess be prominent. So, you know, I just now, you know, especially like, you know, when I have kids or whatever, you know, by the time, you know, my kids get of age and if it's totally banned, you know, like, it really, education starts in the home. So if any advice I can get to anybody listening to the show that's in one of those states that maybe have teenage kids coming up, just make sure that they're educated, you know, make sure, you know, have an open dialogue. I know it's tough having a dialogue sexually with a teenager, you know what I'm saying? But you really want to make sure, and especially, a father to his daughter, because you never would just think of your daughter having sex until she's like, what, you know, at prom or something like that, or getting ready to go to prom, you know, all through like high school. You try to maybe just sweep it under the rug or let her mother talk to her about it. But you really just got to make sure that they're educated, you know, condoms and stuff like that. You don't want to encourage it, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you want them to be focused maybe on other things at that age, grades and whatever else they, you know, teenagers go through. But sex education has to be real. You know what I'm saying? They got to know that pull-out method is not, you know, you can get pregnant on the pre-cum and all this other stuff. So, you know, I just hope that if these bans are, you know, instituted, you know, I just hope it's more just awareness and education brought to, you know, how to be sexual, you know what I'm saying, without getting pregnant, you know what I'm saying, if you're not ready for a pregnancy. So, you know, I just thought that was very interesting. So, you know, a lot of people are talking about that right now. So I'll keep you posted as more and more states maybe switch over to this, because I know I think Trump is definitely pro-life. So, you know, if the president is it, it usually just starts, slowly trickles down, you know, as part of their agenda. So, yeah, you know, like I said, I'll keep the people posted on that. Let's see here. What else we got in the news? Another cool thing that I thought was cool. I saw this. I didn't get a chance to Google this guy's name. I wanted to Google his name first so I can really, you know, learn more about him. But it just came on my feed early, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. So shout out to this guy. And I've never heard of him to this point. Maybe you have. But a black technology investor and philanthropist, his name is Robert F. Smith, says his family is providing grants to wipe out the student debt of the entire 2019 graduating class of Morehouse College in Atlanta. You know, Morehouse College is a HBC, you know, a historic black college, all-male college in Atlanta. And, yeah, man, I guess he did the commencement, and he's going to pay off everybody's student debt, man. So I just think that's dope. It's interesting how, like, these guys come
up.
Yeah,
The graduating party's debt, right?
Yeah, the whole graduating class of Morehouse 2019 graduating class. This guy, black guy, who's a billionaire that I've never heard of. You know what I'm saying? First time I've seen his face, first time I've heard his name. And I'm like, damn, black billionaire, man. It seems like I should know this guy. You know what I'm saying? But
everybody
don't
have
like,
to be in the limelight.
Yes, I respect that too. But now, you know, I'm definitely going to, like, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to Google it. I wish I could have had time to do it. But like I said, right while I was putting this together, I saw that. I thought that was interesting. So shout out to Morehouse in Atlanta. I'm like, damn, you know, and I was just seeing how, you know, Morehouse is all middle school. I'm just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But luckily they got Spelman right there. You know what I'm saying? That's the equivalent.
Yeah, I got a good friend. You know, it's big.
Okay.
When you know, you got a lot of brothers making major moves that graduated from Morehouse. I got a good friend, man, and he's very successful in life in Atlanta, Morehouse graduate. One thing I can say is that those brothers that come from Morehouse do their thing. You know what I'm saying? They have a step coming out of Morehouse.
Oh, hell yeah, man. So, and this gets back to, like, I love this, man, because, you know, we got to support, I think we talked about this, you know, months ago, but how we got to support our black colleges, man. Like, we got to support the same, you know, like Zion Williams going to Duke. What if he would have went to Morehouse? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into Zion Williams right after this topic, but, you know, we need to really support that, man. I want to get one of those sweatshirts that used to be popping back in the day with all those, you know, Spelman and Morehouse and Central State. You know what I'm saying? All these, like, historic black colleges needs to get
Clark,
back prevalent again.
That, yeah.
Yeah, Clark. You know what I'm saying? So just shout out to that, man. I thought that was really dope, man, because he really didn't have to do that. And, you know, like, if we can just connect that, really connect back in Africa, these billionaire people really got money. We can slowly, you know, get this thing where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully in my lifetime I can really see that unity come back to black America, black African, just united, man. So just want to see that, man. Just keep the money in our community and let's build up our countries and our neighborhoods. And, you know, like I said, the marathon continues, man. Shout out to Nip Hustle. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Let's see here. What else I'm tripping on? As far as sports, shout out to Deontay Wilder. You know what I'm saying? He's a heavyweight boxer. I didn't get a chance to see this because, you know, I'm waiting for him to fight Anthony Joshua. But, yo, he fought this dude. I think the last name is Brazil or whatever. Yo, first round knockout. I mean, like, it just, like, dude, I'm like,
dude got up. It was like a boxing match, first round. You know what I'm saying? Dude got up. They came out. And first punch, dude knocks him out. I'm like, yo, come on, man. You can't go out like that. Like, the first punch, you get knocked out. Like, you like didn't even get a chance to, you know, go spar.
Who got knocked out? Wait, who got knocked out?
Look, he got knocked out so quick, I was like, it's not even worth looking up his first name. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, come on, dude, you got to do better than that. I can't give you no props if you get knocked out like that.
Okay.
But, his name is Brazil. You can, if you Google it, the fight happened last night, actually. But, yeah, shout out to Deontay Wilder, man. He's bringing it. You know, he did it Mike Tyson style. I ain't seen nothing like that since Mike Tyson back in the day. It was back in the day, anybody – I guess in our age group, back in the day, wasn't that like a Tyson fight? You know what I'm saying? That was the shout out to Tyson. But anyway, you know, he's carrying on tradition, man, because Deontay Wilder definitely delivered a knockout blow. But now the hype is about to build up. Believe me when I told you, I mean, well, remember when you heard it first, people have been talking about it, but, you know, the people listening to the show, Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. We need to get that going. Let's stop bullshitting. Anthony Joshua is a black heavyweight out of England, big-time boxer, too. I've seen a couple of his fights. He got some work. You know what I'm saying? Deontay Wilder got some work. Let's get it together, man. Let's get this going. Like, that fight, when that happens, I'll definitely be watching that one, man, because that's going to be one for the ages. So let's get that going. Let's not be like Mayweather and Pacquiao, and the fight happens when they already passed their primes. They both undefeated. That's, you know, get the people what they want to see, man. Like, come on, boxing, especially the heavyweight division. Two heavyweights just go at it, man. That'd be dope. So shout out to that. Let's see here. What else I'm tripping on while we're in the sports? Right now, the game should be over. I think Toronto might have took this game. But shout out to the Toronto-Milwaukee Bucks series. I think the Milwaukee Bucks is going to come out ahead on that. They already up two games. The game just finished, but like I said, I'm not watching it, so I don't know, and I'm not on my phone or nothing like that. So I don't know who won, but I think Toronto was up unless Milwaukee came back and won. But if Toronto did win, then that means it's 2-1. And that's basically, you know, Giannis versus Kawhi Leonard, man. And I like where Milwaukee's going. I think Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's playing well, but, you know, I do anticipate him leaving Toronto, whereas Milwaukee, they're coming. And, you know, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. They got a nice team. And Golden State, oh, man, you know, for anybody out there who's Hoops fans, Kevin Durant went down, like, in the last series. You know, he hasn't played in this round. And Golden State is playing Portland. Shout out to Portland, man. I really was, like, feeling Portland a little bit. Shout out to Dame Lillard, but Dame Lillard really pissed me off. I'm going to tell you why. It's going to sound petty, but anybody that's been watching the series know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Golden State, what's interesting about the Golden State series right now is with Durant being down, there's all types of rumors that Kevin Durant, once the season's over, you know, he's a free agent. It's a lot of speculation that he might be coming to New York, you know, the Knicks, maybe the Nets. You never know. But, you know, for him to really showcase his legacy, he's going to have to go to a team and win a championship on his own. You know, similar to what LeBron did when he came back to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? When LeBron first went to Miami, it was D-Wade's team. So this is a similar situation with Kevin Durant. You know, it's Steph Curry's team. Shout out to Klay Thompson, you know, and that whole squad they got over there. But anyway, oh, Draymond Green. I want to definitely shout out Draymond Green as well. So they, you know, with him being down, now Golden State, they really want to prove that they, because Golden State was dope before Durant got there. You know, remember, they won a championship, set the record for most wins in the regular season, and they was up 3-1 on my Cavs led by LeBron James and Kyrie. And LeBron James, you know, miracle, came back down 3-1 and won a series. But anyway, that squad was dope. And being that they lost that series to LeBron and the Cavs with Kyrie hitting that shot, that's when they got Durant. Durant was a free agent, and he signed with Golden State, and it was a cheat code, and they've been dominating ever since. But long story short, now that Durant's been injured, you know, now you're seeing why, or you're falling back in love with the old Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Steph Curry being the man, and and Klay Thompson, like I said, Draymond Green, and it's just they got a point to prove. So they're probably going to sweep the Portland Trailblazers. And the reason why I was saying I'm kind of pissed off with Dame Lillard, Dame Lillard, to me, he always had a nice quiet confidence about his game. But the thing that pissed me off, and this is, like I said, this is going to sound petty. Dude, my man Dame Lillard, they got, like, red and black uniforms, dope uniforms. And, you know, unified. But Dame Lillard wore these neon green shoes the last couple games. And he's been playing like shit. And what pissed me off, I'm like, yo, it's a team effort. You know, at this is the point where you got to be unified. You got to be with the team. And now that he's on the biggest stage that he's been on in his career, this is the first time Dame Lillard has reached this far in the playoffs. He's putting on these green shoes that don't match the uniform, and it's like all eyes on me. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to do that, you got to play the game of your life. You know what I'm saying? You got to show and prove. And it's just going down south. You know what I'm saying? It's going south. So instead of him stepping up, ever since he put on these shoes, it's been like a bad luck charm. So I'm not feeling it. I was a big fan of Dame Lillard up until that point, and it just totally turned me off, and now they're going to get swept. So shout out to that. It's probably going to be Golden State and Milwaukee, and that's going to be a great series. So shout out to Giannis for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's definitely doing his thing. He should be with an MVP sometime this week. So that's the sports. And then lastly, two other things before I finalize the chop-up. Smooth ain't on the show tonight, but I know he's going to be watching this, man. The Game of Thrones finale. You ever saw have you ever seen any episode of Game of Thrones?
No.
Black. Oh, man. Have you just never had interest? You never had the time?
Uh-uh.
That doesn't interest you or what?
Didn't interest me.
It just didn't interest you? All right, well, look, it ain't for everybody, but, man, that might be the best show of all time, man. Like, that show is so dope. And it's just so dope because it's the strategy. Like, most people be like, oh, no, man, it's too back in the day and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And even me, like, you know, back now, just like, yeah, black people on this, I ain't watching it. But look, man, Game of Thrones, I kind of, like, bite my tongue on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was pleasantly surprised when I first got into it. It's been 8 seasons. It was just dope. You just see, like, you see how it is in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, power structures, you know, people come up, people fall off. People snake people and, you know, get certain ways, certain people try to be honorable and do that thing and fall up short. And I think me and Smooth was talking about that, try to be like, do everything all clear cut, and you know, but then it's the person is scheming that may do it, but then that person schemes, like he gets caught up or she gets caught up. And it's just been dope, man. So tonight is the series finale. So you're going to hear all types of social media posts and everything talking about it. I'm staying off of social media right now because it's on as we speak. And I don't want no spoilers because, this is going to be a movie. As soon as this goes off, I'm definitely going to be in tune. So I'll definitely tell you what I thought about that next week. Yeah, man. So I'm pumped up, man. It should be great. So they got to go out. They can't, you know what I'm saying? They got to go out like with a bang. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be straight movie blockbuster because there's so much hype with this show. So that's that. And then finally, you know, this has been like a slow year as far as music. I mean, you know, I talked about this on the show last year. Like every week I was talking about, oh, this album dropped and how I'm feeling this and that. This year has been a little slow. I mean, you have some, you know, dope, granted, you always have some dope albums, dope music. But I think the whole Nipsey Hussle effect has been real. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lost a real one, man, when we lost Nipsey Hussle. But like I said, everything happens for a reason. But I think when Nipsey, you know, was murdered, you know, I think a shift came. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just got back to – I know I just got back to listening to just real shit, you know, like West Coast and all that stuff. So I think it kind of shifted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just come with no bullshit nowadays. People are going to kind of see through it. And, you know, you got to make some classic material. But anyway, long story short, this has been like the first week where we have multiple albums that came out. So I'll give you my quick review. So first off, shout out to Tyler. Tyler, the Creator, dropped Igor. Very different album, you know what I'm saying? I rock for Tyler, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Odd Future, that whole camp that they're doing. I like how it's just different, you know what I'm saying? So thumbs up to that album. One of my favorite rappers in the game right now, Currency. Shout out to New Orleans, man. Currency is probably the most consistent rapper out there, man. Comes with project on project on project. It's always quality. He dropped Gran Turismo. Definitely like it, man. It's just fly. Nobody talks to opulence like my man, Currency, man. Shout out, man. You know what I'm saying? Represent New Orleans. And then we got DJ Khaled. You know what I'm saying? DJ Khaled dropped, Father of Assad. Definitely got a few bangers on there. Shout out to Boogie.
Meg Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion came out with something, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's get into it. Did you listen to that or no?
I heard a few songs, but I didn't really listen to it. She actually be rotten, really. She do a little thing. So,
Big old freak. Shout out the big old freak. I don't know how I feel about it just yet. I mean, I'm a guy, so maybe I ain't gonna like it too much because it's for the females and shit like that. But I just think, it only can be. I hate to say this, but it only can be a few blocks available for, it's a male-dominated game, let's be honest. So it's only a few slots available for females to really shine. And, of course, you had Nicki. She held it down for years and years and years. And then most recently you had Cardi B come out, and she just surprised me. I didn't think that she was as talented as she is as far as rapping. But, every song is a hit. I can't. She's undeniable. You know what I'm saying? And then she's got the whole stripper. She got the street cred, that female street cred. She was in a game, stripper, turned rapper, successful, hustle. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, like a dude that really was in the drug game, selling weight like Jay-Z, and now he converted over to the rap game or Master P, and now they killing it. You know what I'm saying? So Cardi B did the same thing for the females, representing that. But City Girls, City Girls is another group. I like their whole story. I like the ratchetness. I like how one is locked up. It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, ratchet, but it's dope. You know what I'm saying? So,
Did Logic come out with something?
Oh, okay. Oh, nah. I don't know. I mean, you rock with Logic.
I'm looking at Hip Hop Boards.
Okay.
But then you also have some people on here that's just on here. So in the top six,
okay,
you got Tyler, the Creator, is number one. Logic, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, is two. Father of Assad was three. Fever by Meg Thee Stallion. Desperado by Crucifix, and Tupac's Greatest Hits. That's when it was a couple of days ago.
Okay, yeah. Well, shout out for a good look on putting me on. Show me how to chart. But yeah, all dope albums. So definitely support, man. The music was, it was a good week of music, man. So that was good to see because it's been slow this year. So got a lot of people talking. I know Meg Thee Stallion. She definitely got a lot of good following. So I'm eager to see how she does. I liked her. I liked the video for Big Old Freak, and I really like the promotion she's had. I think the cover of the album's got that real, 70s kind of Pam Grier, I always love that. If you look at them old 70s covers where it was, you see, Pam Grier or, Coffee or, Foxy Brown, and, then you got all the action in the back, a car or, the different, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but, it's the person, the main person that's in the movie, and then you got all the stuff in the background, and it was always, on those ill posters, and that's kind of how Meg Thee Stallion's got her album cover. I just thought it was a dope piece of artwork. So shout out to her. We'll see. I think all the female slots might be taken, but I like to be proven wrong when it's, I don't mind to be proven wrong, when it's musically and they just come with some dope stuff. And, even if I, I don't want to say hating, but even if I'm doubting it a little bit, And that's what's up, man. So that's the world famous chop up in a nutshell. That's everything that I thought was interesting for the week. So, we probably got about, 5 or 6 minutes left in the show. So, definitely kind of do our house cleaning. So definitely look out for the retweet. Once Ms. Lovely Black tweets it out, I'm going to tweet it out to the public. So tell a friend to tell a friend, love when I listen. Talk to me, I talk back. Definitely follow our Twitter feed for the show, and that's Real Adult Talk. That's TAWK. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get those followers up. So definitely follow. You won't be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be a good time. We're always going to keep you interested. Definitely follow my regular Twitter feed. That's going to be MOBINS, MOBINS. Once again, I have been reaching out to some people as far as trying to get some new guests on the show. I know Miss Lovely Black, like I said, she's going to reach out to that one couple to see if they want to come on the show. So we gonna get it popping, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just waiting to see. But definitely, if you want to be on the show, get at me. Gmail, the email directly is MOBINS@gmail.com. And lastly, my IG is the same.
If you want to talk about
a picture with the voice.
You called in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Words. Follow me on
Instagram. But I said, what's the last thing you thought? What? Nigga, I'm the cream of the crop, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna let Smooth and Black take it away. I'm just gonna fall back. You know what I'm saying? What up, Smooth?
Black, I changed Black to
Caucasian.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. What
up?
What's going on? What y'all talking about? What I miss? Besides the whole fucking show, what I miss?
Yo, we only got a few minutes left, man. But, you know, we just talking some smoothie shit. You know what I'm saying? Smoothie shit. My main thing I want to talk to you about,
Smooth,
a few minutes left, is Game of Thrones, bro. It's the last shit. This is just the end of an era, man. Like, what's going to happen?
I just got finished watching the last episode, man.
Oh, don't even tell me. Keep it
spoiler alert.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, I ain't even. So, that's why. All right. So, that's why you called me at the last point. So, all right. Cool. So, were you satisfied?
No.
Oh,
no.
You know,
I mean,
he missed last
I've been reading the book for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
So you know.
It took him a whole week to spend Mother's Day with all of his baby mamas. So he missed the last week. And now, you know, he come in the last 5 minutes of the show. But it's okay. Welcome aboard, Smooth. I know you tired. You had to recuperate. That was a long line of them, man. And, even the best.
I ain't never tired. I lined them hoes up, knocked them all down at the same time. What's up?
Word.
Yeah, I said it. I'm Red Bull. Sure. Don't ever doubt this day. God damn it.
We were talking about that type of stuff tonight, but, you know, you missed that, so you'll have to go back and listen to the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was the show, man.
Was it really?
Yeah, no.
Was it really?
He probably was listening to the show knowing him. He probably
No, I wasn't. I'm watching that motherfucker later on.
So, wait, was it about an hour and a half?
Huh?
Make sure you guys check out the new MissLovelyBlack.com. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. You can find all of my books. You can listen to the radio show from the link. You can find archive shows for the radio shows on the website. Everything me on that website. So check out the website. All of the new books and the old books are currently uploaded on the website. So thank you very, very, very much for your support. And we'll see you next time.
Allergies acting like you, son. Oh, snotty and shit.
Yeah, man. So,
well, you missed that on
week.
The show, too. So
I think Black a little tight, man. You know, Black, you miss you, man. So, you know, I'm a little tight at you right now.
Oh, she's happy that I'm alive, that's all. She's mad that I'm alive at the same time.
Shut your ass up. See you next Sunday, people.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.